Support for Curious Louisville comes from Lakshmi Farms, which believes in building community and expanding minds through progressive ideas, education, and growing soil right here in Anchorage, Kentucky.
When Nathan Hernandez was an intern at the American Printing House for the Blind, one of his jobs was to give tours.
I give tours of the manufacturing area, the audiobook recording area,
and so prejudicial to their locality.
And I had a person who was on one of those tours ask me, does Louisville have one of the largest blind populations in the country?
It was a stumper, and it stayed with him. So Nathan asked Curious Louisville. Here's what WFPL's Laura Ellis found out.
So the short answer is no, it doesn't.
That's Mike Hudson, director of the museum at the American Printing House for the Blind.
From the best data that we've been able to ascertain, Louisville doesn't have any more visually impaired people than any other community of its size.
2.3% of Louisville's population is blind, which is pretty average for a city of our size. So if we don't have a particularly large population of blind people, why are the school and printing house here? Well, most states have a school for the blind, and the school came before the printing house.
There was a Southerner named Dempsey Sherrod. He was from Mississippi, and he was traveling around the South trying to organize a place that would emboss books for blind readers. He was blind himself, and found some friends here in Louisville at the School for the Blind.
But let's zoom in a little, because there's another piece of information at play. Here's our question asker, Nathan Hernandez.
Clifton, the area around APH, Kentucky School for the Blind, I would imagine that's probably the highest population density of visually impaired people.
And that's something you may have heard at the printing house if you've taken a tour with Mike Hudson.
I've said it many times without any evidence whatsoever that the 40206 had more blind people than any zip code in the United States per capita.
When we asked him Nathan's question, he started looking into it, and it turns out he was a little off. According to a Metropolitan Housing Coalition report called Living in Community,
40206 doesn't have the highest population of blind people even in Louisville.
In fact, Portland, Russell, Park Hill, and Old Louisville all have higher percentages than Clifton. So what are these institutions doing here on Frankfort Avenue?
The reason that all of these institutions out here is because of a drought.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Yeah, so the School for the Blind was founded in 1842. It was originally in a building downtown on Broadway, and they had a fire. They'd had a hot, hot, dry summer, and all of the cisterns and the places where you might keep water in reserve to fight a fire had all dried up. So people just stood around and watched while the School for the Blind burned to the ground.
The school needed a place where enough land was available to rebuild. So administrators looked to the very edge of town, Clifton.
Back in the 1840s, this was the boondocks. So land was relatively cheap, and so that's why they moved out here.
And even though Louisville isn't home to the nation's highest population of visually impaired folks, we do have a pretty cool claim to fame.
So the printing house kind of evolved to make Braille textbooks. And then the next thing you know, we were making large print textbooks. And then the next thing you know, we were making audio books, tactile maps, and talking scientific calculators, apps that go on your phone. The printing house makes it all. And that makes us the largest maker of educational products for blind people in the world.
In the world?
In the world.
Wow. Here in Louisville.
Here in Louisville, yes.
That's really cool.
It surprises people every time they hear it. Now, if you are visually impaired in the United States, 1839 Frankfort Avenue is very familiar to you because you've been using our products all your life. If you don't know anybody that's got a severe vision loss, then you may have never heard of us at all.
So you're very, very famous among a very specific population.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Kind of like public radio people sometimes. Thanks to Nathan Hernandez for the question. For WFPL's Curious Louisville, I'm Laura Ellis.
You can ask your own question at CuriousLouisville.org.